So I'm looking at it, and Karen's looking at Sheila's latest painting, Aya, and Sheila thinks it's her best work. I think it's her best work. I see angels. I see some references to Bible motifs or archetypes. There's the...
You should name it. The glory of God, brackets, returns to the temple, so people at least know. And it's at SheilaKern.com.
Okay, good. So we see the Sphinx, we see the Tree of Life, waterfalls, angels, a crown at the top, and what is the name of the building in San Francisco? The Presbyterian or something, that this, the Presidio, is the main building in the center of the painting. And then there's keys below that and molten mash. I guess that's the earth. Ion, what are we supposed to see in this? Just references to Bibles and Dobstown? Or
no, just that. The return of power to the kingdom.
Okay, so you've got, I'm pointing at 7 angels blowing trumpets. What do they represent?
Oh, the judgments and the calls to the keys and the heirs.
And the vile judgments also? When you say judgments, are the keys of vile judgments?
They're linear. You remember how they're linear?
Yeah.
They're not up and down, they're linear. That's where they are there. So it would include them as well. Because those trumpets that represent, introduce each church, the letters to those churches, it introduced each vile judgment. It introduces all the capacity that the 420 elders are to judge.
Which one of the 7 across here is Trump, the 7th trumpet, the far, in my far right? Or I'm looking at the right side of the canvas.
Look at the middle, look at the middle, and then look just to the left. There's this naked one that ain't wrapped up in nothing, and his big old bicep covering up his junk.
Yeah.
That one.
That's
that
Trump.
One.
So yep. Even though he's number 7, it's not in a linear number 7 position. It's right there. Number 3.
Even the right hair. Look, it's even the same hair. Perfect hair.
Yeah, now why is that, why is Trump presented that way? Is he naked before the world? The naked emperor? Or strong?
He is as exposed as any human being has ever been exposed.
Yes, and Mary, who's on the media right now, his niece, is she telling facts in her book?
No.
Does she know she's lying? Is she a victim of family gossip?
No, it's just been the whole thing. She's bitter because her daddy died and Trump made money off of it. Because Trump couldn't stand it because her daddy was better looking, better together, a better salesman, a better human being than Trump. And the good one died, and we left with Trump, and they hate him to this day because he took advantage of everything real Fred had to offer, and the love of Fred, of the love of his mother. She loved him more than she loved Fred.
Uh-huh. Now, Trump wasn't that ugly. He's a pretty cute kid. Troy Donahue.
He was gangly. He was gangly. Fred was suave. He was the Richard Burton. He was the one. He would walk in. He would walk in and just take all the air out of the room. It makes Sue Bones' panties wet and just to walk in the room.
Okay, so do we want to?
She's a looker. She's a looker too. She's a looker too. That Sue.
Yes. Do we want to name what the other trumpets were? They were before this time.
No.
What did they?
No.
It's all laid out in the Revelation what they are, or it's not relevant.
No. Not really. We figure it out. It doesn't matter. It's laid out.
Okay.
If you look back at this painting, the essence of this was come from the placement. So if you look really close, then what happens is you find out quickly what's up. What that means is they'll run across and you'll tell. They'll run across.
We'll tell what they represent.
Yes.
Okay, so on the left of the Presidio building is a waterfall. On my left, or it's actually the right of the painting, I guess, but on my left. What do they represent? The waterfalls. Is that living water?
Oh. No. That's the river of life. That's the river of life. In paradise, you have the two trees. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life, and that's water, is the stream, the river of life. It flows from Eden.
Is it like living water? The ice element.
It would be.
Okay. Okay. Over on the right is another tree with a sprocket and lightning coming out of it. What does that represent?
Kolpe.
Now, Sheila was told this, so she thought of Coldplay. She knew.
No, she was not told. She was not told Coldplay. That represents that she was the words which you have recorded, every word. We don't know why you're asking us now from a done work that we've already commissioned. We read every word of this, how it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to apply, where it's supposed to be, God's own chariot coming in the morning. The whole nine yards with the flying horse, the whole nine with the spacely sprocket that is in your Ezekiel, the wheel in a wheel, and it moves.
Yes.
That fire that comes out of the burning in the belly, that's what it represents. What is the Ezekiel in the sky? It's all wheel in a wheel. What's just below Ezekiel's wheel, which is a representation of Coldplay, the color of the terrible crystal. What's just underneath that, Bob?
The firmament?
That's Bob. Bob is just underneath it. Can you hear what we said?
Oh, on the painting. Yeah, in the painting there's a sphinx. Yes.
No, that's
Bob.
That's not a sphinx. That's Bob. You look
right.
At it. Now, the reason the lip doesn't look like your lip is because they've got a big old goatee on it. Okay? That's why it
all
looks
right.
That way. But every bit of that is you. And the ears, your ears do not stick out like that. But the way the hat comes around, it pulls the ears forward. So if you took your hand and pushed them up behind your ears, it would look just exactly like that.
Okay. Now, it looks like a beam is coming out of the sky, or fires.
It is.
It's going into the
AL2SO4.
Wow.
You're setting the atmosphere on fire. You're burning the sky.
So
which area, Bob? There's a lot of red, a lot of fire. Which one are you focused on right now?
All in the sky.
What are you asking, Carol? I'm looking at the sink, Carolyn.
Burning. What is those?
See the beam that comes out of my pituitary or pineal gland? The beam that goes
Got
up
it.
Into the orange and all that? That's the orange and flaming is the AL2SO4 transformation. And am I causing?
The dark soul in the little book is setting off the vile judgment. This is what you do.
Mm. Right. And then what is the molten stuff behind the Sphinx? Is that just changing the...
Oh, that's the unrealized creations that in the abyss. Notice how that background is kind of off color or... Like the upside down, the underneath. That's the Thompson quadrant, Bob. That's where you fucking live, in the Thompson quadrant, right there.
is that the purple? The whole purple?
Yes. All that purple.
That's purple, Carolyn.
You're kind of blue. You're kind of blue, because you are. But yes, purple is all those unrealized creations.
Yeah, but you didn't tell Sheila those words.
She knew it, but yeah, we didn't. When she quit hanging lingerie over the top of the lamps, covering the lamps with lingerie, she would listen to us if we could talk. And we could never convey the spacely sprocket because we were talking in Ezekiel term and she knew that but she couldn't get it. But when we said spacely sprockets like the Jetson, she knew exactly what to do and that's exactly what she did. And it's perfect.
All right. And look at the Coldplay. It's got streaking behind it as if it's rushing in. Or is that just a background that's not supposed to have that?
It's, it has that effect, because it has that effect, because just like on the other side, you get the aurora borealis, the layers right above the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You have the aurora borealis. That's where the magnetic cover, electromagnetic field is failing. And the magma down at the bottom is slowing. And those two keys, the locking key, keys right below the lotus, that's all occurring. And this is what's bringing the power back to the temple.
Bringing the power to the temple, which is Dobstown, what we're building? I am the
glory of God. Yes, the glory of God returns to the temple. That's what's happening.
And so what, the little lamp above the lotus with the white behind it, is that some kind of entrance of, quote, God?
Bread of living water.
That's the two of them. So are they in the vase? Sitting there in the gateway?
Very nice. But it's not really in the gateway. It's a little more inside. The perspective's off just a little bit. But she had to do it that way so you'd see it. Otherwise, it'd be lost.
Right. So
she
could have
backed it up and made it much bigger, but then the perspective would have been bad. You see, she had those arches and arches and arches behind it.
I see that. Yeah, those arches, Okay. Don't want to cover that up. You have to have the arches showing. Right? Okay. So on the left, above the two trees, the aurora borealis, that's the green, the blue, and then the darker blue. That's the way it
aurora. The purple, and it's a periwinkle, a royal, and then a dark violet purple.
Yeah, the purple is down below the trees.
That's correct. Good. Your eyes getting better, Bob.
Good.
Now, it's working for you.
Yeah, now underneath the trees is a part of the mountain, jutting out, and there's a head there on the right, furthest right of the stone. Is that Mount Rushmore, or is that Trump, or is that Bob, or is that Carolyn, or is that Ian?
That's Trump.
What do you think of that, Carolyn? That's Trump.
Look with his little swirl of the hair on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Even his
hair,
even has got his hair parted right, with a little twirl.
Yeah, you mean the brown, gray part, not the green lawn. You see that, Carol? Or did you fall asleep, Carol?
No, I got it. I see it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I never noticed that before.
Yeah, I just noticed it now. If Trump's such a creep, why does a creep get all this secular authority and power? It's the furry lynch phenomenon, which was the American dream.
Stop. Come on now. This is your chart, Bob. Now, it's the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low. No one could accept him. It was vile. It was disgusting. It was repulsive, and yet everybody was doing it. It was terrible. It was unseemly. Oh, my God, we couldn't talk about that in Sunday school, but everybody was doing it. So he became the poster child for that which was beyond reproach. There was pornography. Why did they hate Hustler? Hustler went through it where they're having sex with bestiality and with dogs and crazy stuff. Over the top, crazy stuff. Okay? Having sex with ponies and crazy stuff. So the point then becomes he went avant-garde. Your chart put him in there because he was the standing bastion of all that proofs that I'm free enough that I can be as disgusting as I am. And you gotta let me. And I'll fight you to the end of your time over it. And that's what happened, and that's what this represents.
Are you talking about Trump or Larry Flint in that last bit?
The worst. Trump? The worst. Trump is the worst.
Right. So is that
That's why they can't undo him. That's why they can't undo him. I like pussy. I like pussy.
All this that he represents is the world of social mortar, social institutions, which has to fall away. And because humans hold it up for their little man status, they can't get rid of Trump because he is them, or their dream, or their archetype.
He's what they're doing. He's what Nancy Pelosi does. But oh, how bad she is. Come on, what a she is, you see. Okay, now look at the Grecian key. Look at the Grecian key. It runs on either side, left and right. The Grecian key, you see that? Right below. Okay, do you see where Bob is?
Paul,
Bob, you see that little decoration underneath it? That's called a Grecian key.
Okay, right above the Mobius strip. Right above the 8 on its side.
The infinity sign. It's not an 8, it's an infinity sign. Right above it. That's the Grecian key. Now, the Greek language was the barrier that kept everything hidden. It wasn't from the Moabite, it wasn't the Kohathite, it was the Greek language. And that Grecian key is the separation between those worlds and kingdoms. You couldn't have heaven, glory, Canaan's land, God, pick all that stuff because of the Grecian key, and that's the line that is built. It's a wall that no one can get past except from the temple. Because the power's coming back to the temple, but it all goes back to the Greek, lost in the Greek language. And that's what Ezra Pound said, too.
Right. Let me just check the door here. Just a second. Thank you.
Hey, Jamie.
Okay, so, Carolyn, the effect of the Greek phonetic alphabet is a vulgarization of what you just said. It's the same point. McLuhan's saying the wall was created by the Greek effect.
Here,
the separation.
Here at the wall. And that's why she has a Grecian key all the way across it. Because you can get to the wall, but you can't get over the wall. Because of the phonetic. The Gutenberg galaxy precluded it.
Well, isn't that great, Carol, to have the phonetic effect of the created visual space, which started at the beginning of the Dark Ages? Well, you're really going with the printed book, 1,500 years later. But what do you think of that, Carol? The phonetic effect.
Yeah. I wonder what Ion, had you told Sheila to put that in there?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
I had to put here at the wall. See, she listened to the recording. She actually would participate in those days in sessions. and she would listen. That was before Charlie. But she would actually participate. And it was good. And she would hear things, and it was enveloping to her because something was happening. It was stirring in her memory. But she couldn't quite put it all together. She knew what each aspect was, but how do you put that together? How do you make that? Otherwise, it looks like you took a bunch of photographs, stuck them on a canvas, and made photocopies of it. But this is not like that. This is very clear, lined up. Means things, you say.
Yeah. What'd you say? You blurred out memes? These are memes?
Means things. Yeah, it means things. Which, it means things, it represents things, but it also is a meme.
Yeah. Okay, so, did you get your question answered, Carol? She put these in. She got it from her, listening. Now, below the Presidio, is that the magma world? The orange?
That's the Earth. That is the center of the Earth.
Hmm. And what do the keys come from or represent?
The cross lock and key. Lock and key.
Oh, Carol, you're doing that. The rock, R-O-G-K-E.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, she copied those keys before that series was done. She put those keys before the series was done. So Lock and Key copied her key. The one that they put in the back of their heads? The one they put in the back of their heads and unlocked them?
No, who did that? Who put
Don't worry about
that?
It, Bob. You're never going to watch it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, the movie. So it's, I think it's in Rocky Key. Lock, L-O-C-K-E and K-E-Y. That's what we're talking about. Okay, and the lotus comes out of, that's the new earth? The lotus coming out of?
No, that's the ascended person.
Do you agree, Ian? That's the ascended person?
It would represent the ascended person, but what it actually represents is the opened angel nightwing.
Mm-hmm. I missed that. The open, what did you say, Joe?
Angel diagram.
Oh, that's the completed angel diagram.
Wow.
Which includes changes in the world. So it's symbolizing what's going on in Earth from the magnets of the sky.
Of course.
Correct.
And that's the merging of all the world and the kingdoms. See? They still have aspect and ratio. They still have aspect and ratio, but they're still merging. You see?
Okay, Ion, it looks like from the bottom of the painting to the angels of Trump, but not including the Trump angels, so the building, and the left and right, that's all the first seven rings of the angel diagram. The chemistry,
yeah.
The changing of the world. The sex from the seven trumpet guys up to these angels and prophets and Daniel, that's the ring 8 to 14, the outer kingdom, the frequency world, or the prophets of the changes that happen in 1 to 7.
Yes, and there's seven columns, seven dual columns, so you have a representation of Pindiades of the different degrees. Each one is two, but there's seven of those around. You have to get the perspective behind them. If you see how it holds it, there are indeed seven.
Yeah, we see two near the middle, and then there's a side view of two more. That makes four. Or do you mean the pink column I'm pointing right at now, which is the Sphinx? Oh, I see. I was looking at it wrong. I see.
The Corinthian, the acanthus. Remember we had a two-day conversation about the acanthus leaf? That's the same one that she used on the old RNA label.
Yeah.
The old RNA label. The one that people said was the devil.
Yes. Yeah. So
remember that back in the day when they thought Karen was selling devil products.
Yeah. Now the
I do not say anything bad about my Dark Lord Master Satan. That's what you
Are you still there, Carolyn?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So the
columns are kind of mauve or chartreuse. They're not purple, or they are purple. Is there a reason they're that color?
No. So you can stand out the Hindiades. She's making the Hindiades condition very prevalent because every aspect is two ratios.
So she's showing there's two columns on the right and two columns on the left. That's supposed to be Hindiades, one by means of two?
Well, that's right. So you have one column would hold that up if they did two columns. Mm-hmm. But it's one by means of two. And each of those have counterparts.
All right. Now, she has at the top of the temple scrolls some kind of scene right beneath the central trumpet. What is she? Are we supposed to see actual scenes from Isis and Osiris or something?
Well,
or are they just human forms?
You see, no. They are humans. They are humans of ones that were locked in place that represent, if you remember, from the 4 and 20 elders, it represents the watchers. It also represents the immortals. It also represents the less than condition, the vampires? That would be in that same suite. The not human aspect, the Nephilim, it would represent the Nephilim.
Okay, so not the seraphim, just the Nephilim.
That's just a deference into it. That's like saying humans and then her, or humans and then he. So just say Nephilim, and it includes both.
Yeah, is it seraphim?
Seraphim,
right.
Seraphim.
So does that include Lilith?
Yes, it would. Certainly would.
And you said your first words were, lost in place, or locked in place, what was the phrase about?
That were sealed. They're here, they can't go anywhere. It's like genies.
Oh,
mama.
Like vampires. Vampires,
Say vampire, and that's a bad representation. It's not like that. It's not the way they present that, you see. You might as well say, hey, oh, it's the hemophiliacs. Oh, okay, that doesn't sound as bad as vampire. You see, but it's the same condition.
Okay, so they are the genie's mother is one of those. Yeah.
Now, they can be... Beg your pardon?
That's why Jeannie Bell is so special.
Right. Now, she can transform her mother, right? She can free her mother.
She can.
Right. Okay, so over on the left underneath...
But will she? That's the question.
Yeah. Okay, so over on the left under Trump's face is a mountain in the distance. Is that just Arizona, typical theme of cowboy movies, or what's that?
That is Uncle's Mountain.
Wow. What do you think of that, Carol?
Woo! Wow.
And the way it looks, it's almost like it's in another land. Do you see that?
Like another realm, when you say another land, or just a different colored land, like Lemuria? Oh,
different realm.
Did you tell Sheila to put that in as the mountain? I don't
know. No, we told when we went through that, when we were talking about Shangri-La, and that
right.
Shangri-La, that's what became that enchanted land of old.
Yes, in the TV show Warehouse 14,
13.
In the collage at the beginning.
13.
What? Oh, yeah, Warehouse
13. Warehouse 13.
In the collage at the beginning of the show, the repeated collage, you said that the opening to the valley or something of Shangri-La was one of the images. It was like an oriental painting.
Yes.
That, it would be close to this mountain, the same kind of view.
Yes.
Warehouse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting, Carol?
Just like the entanglement, now the human condition is at the bottom of the flow of the fountain. You see that rumble, bushy thing, almost like an upside-down bougainvillea? But it's not. It's the lives, the tangled-up meshes that people get their lives into that represent their conditions. It's all tangled. It's not briars, but... they're all sticky bushes.
Yeah, those are the orange and green trees with the branches and roots. We see a lot of that here in Maui, those kind of trees.
Yes, bougainvillea.
Yeah, and they represent tangled knots of life, the little man.
Of life, then people get all tangled up. They have paradise, and then they kiss it goodbye, Bob.
Right, so the water is going to alleviate that, disintegrate it.
Yeah.
Or
at least keep it alive until it can figure it out.
Wow. What did we say was the purple stuff behind the Sphinx film? Do you remember?
We said that was the unrealized creation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is the guff. That's the guff.
No, from the guff, see, that's merging here. That's what she's saying. She's
that's
trying to tell you in the name, the return, the glory of God, returning to the temple. Yeah.
Back to the mountain.
Hey, Carol, let me just finish that thought. So the purple is the emptying of the guff.
Yes, of course.
Yes,
okay, purple at fivebody.com. as long as George Renault says it's okay.
Yes, and
Carol.
The mountain, what is that, a cave going into the mountain?
That's a cleft. The cleft of the rock. That's where the stone was that the builder rejected. That's where it came from.
Hmm. Carolyn, what are you talking about on the Rock Mountain part? Something in there?
Behind Trump. It would be Trump's ass.
No, it's the big... there's the
big
two trees
hole.
On top of the mountain. There's the waterfalls, and there's this great big cave. It's not a cleft.
That opening is where the rock came from. Do you remember the rock that Moses smote?
Yes.
That's where it came from. Do you remember the cleft of the rock? The cleft of the rock? Did they talk about the cleft of the rock, the stone that the builder rejected? That's what everything is built on, the thing that wasn't good enough. That's that stone.
Mm. Wow.
That's not the mountain, Carol. The mountain's way in the distance.
No, she's talking about the hill that's where the tree of the life is, the big hole.
Right
next to the waterfalls.
The Trump head and the cave, Is that what you've been talking about, Carol?
The hole,
yes.
Not the cave. It's not a cave, it's
yes.
a hole. That's where the stone that the builder rejected came from.
Okay, I thought Carol was talking about the mountain in the distance, which is the
no.
the mountain,
that's
Carol,
the
one in
no,
the distance.
No, I know. That's right. But she was okay. It was okay.
No.
Sorry. This is not the mountain. This is just the, what would you call that
it's
area?
It's the Garden of Eden. It's the Garden of Eden because you've got the tree of life and tree of knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
And it's an outcropping of the Garden of Eden.
Right.
And would it have the three rivers coming out these times?
They're right there.
You know, the Tigris and Euphrates.
And the
third one.
Yeah, see, that's where they merge. That's where they merge.
Right. They merge in the falling into the little man tree, or they merge where we see them.
The Tigris and the Euphrates, all those are gone. They've disappeared. So you see them coming out of the land, not on top of the land. Some water is flowing at the top, but most of it's coming underneath the land.
So that's them. Are they emptying out, or are they just flowing constantly?
They're flowing constantly. So far, they're flowing constantly.
But they are underneath. The one above, the main fall from the top, from the tree, that's something
else. That's the last of it.
That's the merge state they're in. Oh, okay, they merge, and then the last state, and that's the eye-cell water.
Yeah.
Or living water.
Red.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
We were punning on your bread of living water motif.
Punning, did you say?
Punning, yes.
By your commentary, or the painting is supposed to be that?
No, by our bread of living water reference.
Okay, so it's all of it through that top falls. That top fall, the water coming down, is both bread and living water. Bread of life and living water.
And then the stone that's missing, the white stone that Revelation talks about when it came out, that's the stone where it would fit. The stone that couldn't be found. Remember, they were looking for the stone.
It would fit back in here or fit somewhere else?
It was taken somewhere. It's the one Moses struck. It's the one Carolyn named. It's the one that the builder rejected. It's the stone that was hewn out of the mountain. The stone. That stone was hewn out of the mountain. That's what it represents.
Who hewn it out?
We don't know.
So the white stone is from the Garden of Eden mountain, or the rock of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
The white stone, Right. And why would the mountain be connected to, be positioned behind the mountain of Uncle? Is that what you said? Did you say Uncle?
Yeah.
Uncle and the mountain.
It's connected.
Yeah. It's connected to the, that's like the Coathamite. They have some of the ascended continent in their culture?
They do.
Right. So that's what the mountain represents in the background, in the distance. That's pretty beautiful.
It's like a Rotterdam view.
What are the lions doing there?
Where are the lions?
Or are you talking about the mountain is behind the rock?
Look way in the distance. It's green and then blue, and there's a little mountain underneath the Aurora Borealis, way across the plain.
Okay, I get it.
Way back there in the back.
Yeah, underneath Trump's head is a rise.
His chin would be where the mountain is. About it,
right?
I'm sorry. Yes, now I see it. I have to enlarge my image. But up above, there's sort of rocks with the lions on it. For a minute, I thought you meant that was the mountain.
No. And there's no lion. Oh, you mean way up top, Carol? Way up top?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother comment. That's the lion's day. That's Daniel in the lion's den.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, these are the prophecies, Carolyn. They're the rings 8
yeah.
and 14.
That's right.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Hey, for somebody who didn't pay attention, he's learned something, Carolyn.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who don't know nothing, he knows something. Not like Ezra Pound, but he's doing pretty good.
So to the right of the lions, below the crown, there's a triple-wing angel and a multi-faced angel. What are they about?
Well, those are the different faces. Remember the different faces, the lines and spaces, and how the faces connect. That represent
wasn't that in Daniel's vision? Didn't the
it was.
Come out of the water? The beast came out of the water.
It was, and it also does the Ezekiel where they have the different faces.
Yeah.
The different represented faces of the kingdoms that would merge. And everybody thought it was the European Union, which fell. And we said, no, it wasn't that in Revelation. And we said, no, because that's going to fall. And everybody just laughed. Oh, that's Asha. She just laughed. The European Union is not going to fall. You lost your mind. That's crazy, dog. What are you talking about? And some bitch, that thing fell, so. That's why we don't have much to talk about. That's why we don't have much to talk about, Bob, because most of it's been sort of solved.
Right, so what is that? Is that the United States Congress relation? The beast
could,
of the United
you
States?
Could, you could call it, you could certainly call it that. You certainly could. And it's the integral battle, the heavenly battle. It represents the bond and the free. The bond and the free. And the battle
Bond the Free was one of the 11th dialogue when we first recorded Ion in June 2009. We have 11 topics, Carol, Elvis, and different things.
Yep.
The Bond the Free was the 10th or 11th one, probably 11th.
Yep.
So these are also can be the empires, Ion?
They would represent the empires.
Yeah.
Because see, she doesn't, well now, to be fair now, you've got more insight than she did. She didn't know that. She just picked that up in the representation because we've made reference to it. But she had no idea that that's how that should lay out, you see.
Well, were you communicating to her when she slept or, quote, traveled? Was she learning about what to do in her other travels?
She gets tired and then she gets lost in her work and the packing. And then she starts thinking, oh, God, what is that? That's hideous. How in the hell am I going to put a horse, a flying horse with a chariot, with Bestel Goodman with long beards waving at people, floating around the sky above the angels, for God's sake, reaching for the crown of life with the key, the lock and key. See the keyhole in the back of the head?
Uh-huh.
In the back of what? Oh, yeah, in the crown. In the crown.
Yeah, there's a keyhole for the back of the head in lock and key. And she did this before that was. You know that, right?
Well, what do you mean that was?
Before the show Lock and Key was done.
Oh, yeah, right. You mean before the TV show, not us talking about it, before the show itself.
Correct. Yeah, you see that from us. Right.
Yeah, are you saying that's Bessel Goodman in the chariot?
No. It's supposed to represent God.
Okay. And that is If you go back
and look at J.W.'s painting, J.W.'s painting has that very same picture. It's not painted. Remember that you can't know who God is?
Right. What painting has J.W. got, Carol?
The original Ascension painting.
Oh, yeah. It has an empty patch?
But it has the same image on the throne that's not painted. It's total white.
Okay, the same as the God and the chariot.
Yes.
And the winged horses. And now, that is a gray God. That's little man's God. That's projection.
Well, but she was just making the representation. That's why it's okay. Because she wasn't saying that was that. She's like, if there was this, it would be like that. So it's an ipso facto.
Right. But see, Cal, you know, the chemistries are more of the first seven rings are kind of like the inner kingdom. And then the 8 to 14 rings and the angel diagram of the outer kingdom, the frequency world. This is Daniel, the empires, and God, our social mortar, human
little man's knowledge while he waits to get to the bottom and be in the temple. Because he doesn't know he doesn't have to wait, right? He thinks he has to wait. So it actually represents time here, Ion. The phase of the trump wheel of time.
The position of time.
Yeah. And the trumpets are part of the position of time, correct?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So you have in the bottom town, everything's perfect. And then you have the turmoil of time and evolution, or waiting for the guff to empty, above the presidio, from the trumpets up, right?
Time and revelation, yes.
So the bottom part, with the two trees and the Bob Sphinx, is being. The upper part, from the trumpets up, is becoming.
Yeah, past, present, future.
Yeah.
And true perfect and past true perfect as well.
Right. That's all in the upper eight rings, 8 to 14, you know, above the presidio. Yeah.
That's
and
right.
The tetrad's probably in there, Carol.
It is. That's where it all connects. And if you drew the pentad out from the seven marks, you'd have the five openings that would lynch.
What are the seven marks in the painting?
The Hindiades, the seven sets of columns of two.
Base
of that, you only get five. You only get five. It's set on a pentad.
Right. You mean this green beside the wall, you have these vases, stone vases, and human activity. And there's two of them. That's the five marks or whatever you just said?
Yeah. The base of the temple is based on a pentad.
Wow. So, what is perfect about the temple? It's complete. It's in the complete zone. You've got the cold clay, which is your energy for the temple. You've got the food and water on the left, the bread, lemon, water. Then you have the building. Why is this a perfect building? What's shown us here?
The glory of God is perfect. And the glory of God returning to the temple makes it a wheelhouse or a captain's chamber to drive earth and the firmament thereof back home.
Mm-hmm.
And that trump that's being blown, mainly, is splitting the eastern sky. If you see at the top where the crown comes down, it's splitting that open toward the sun that you're going to go through. If you look at it, it's parsing that pure white light so that the earth's going to go through. And everybody's getting the fuck out of the way because here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Yeah, you're talking about the trumpet in the middle to the... my right of Donald Trump.
Yes.
With the green looking at us and it's pointing down. What did he say? That has something to do with the going through the Stargate?
That's the Gabriel's trumpet that blows to split the eastern sky. That the world goes through.
Ah, so the whole thing that Bessel thinks about, the eastern gate, the eastern sky, I think Gene Dixon said the Antichrist would come out of the eastern, out of the east. All that eastern stuff represents the splitting of the sun or the opening for the sun.
The direction. That's where you're going through.
Wow, isn't that incredible?
It's not a religion, Bob. It's a playbook. It's not a religion. It's a direction.
Yeah.
It's a manual.
Right.
It's an instruction manual. It's not a religion.
This is what Bucky Fuller tried to write, an operating manual for the face of Earth.
Bucky Fuller is an idiot, though.
I know, but he tried to come up with this operating manual or something for Spaceship Earth. This is the operating manual.
Right.
This is the actual one.
Yeah, and for Bucky Fuller, what we got to say is, if ifs and buts was candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day.
And you would say that about every other thinker we ever heard of in the...
Well, they don't think right, Bob. They take everything and try to make it so esoteric. They try to see what Gerd Stern had to say about something to figure out what the detail was. They had to find out.
what Garrett Dean was thinking when he was trying to have a thoughtful thinking thought. He was trying to pick somebody's brain so he'd have somebody to talk to once upon a midnight dreary. And all these different impetus is, well, look at Avatar and Vicky. What were they thinking when they were trying to come somewhere out of themselves for Pete's sake? Not a plane of essence for Pete's sake with the worst of the worsters.
It's ridiculous.
And then they line us up like they're trying to make this some big esoteric thing that falls from the ethers or something, 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 or whatever you call it.
Well, it's the simplest thing in the world. Now, Carolyn, this is why Bob the Dark Soul went around and killed every one of the holy offices.
Yeah.
Because he agreed with I
got and got a picture of the tombstone. And got a picture of the tombstone to prove it.
We're talking about the painting, guys.
Yes. We're talking, okay, how does that relate to the painting? I was just going to tell you something. So, I go,
Miss Crowley.
Yeah. I'm the one who wrote this script, Carol. That's why I know it.
What about the crown? Is there more about the crown besides the lock and key?
Well, Carol, the lock and key that
holds the amino acids. The key to the crown is the amino acids. And we never said that. She didn't know, but she picked up on the key part. Because that's where the crown of thorns was placed in Jesus' head, and it was locked away.
Mm. Hey, look, Carol, look at inside the crown is the brain. The upper brain.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah, or the intestines. Okay, just both brains. It's the stomach, our brain, and the skull brain, because they're both.
I was thinking the lava below looks like brain matter, too.
The what? Where?
The lava at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Side of the lotus and outside the circle of fire around
the cloud? The
brain matter.
Yes. Now, about the whole, so the keyhole, Carolyn, in the crown is on the cover of your first book and my first book. That's the keyhole.
Right.
Listen to him acting like he ever wrote a book. He never even read that. He wrote a book. Nice, Bob. You slapped your damn name on a book somewhere and said, look at my book. It's got my name on it right on the front page. Lord, suffer.
I just took quotes from the tombs of the Holy Office, the Clue LaRouche, Thompson, and Cooker, and Dave Neufeld typed up the script for the album. I just took the script. I didn't write one fucking word, Carolyn. Well, I did do the memo for Cheryl. Well, I did do the memo at the back, the memo for Cheryl. But the...
He's so proficient, he may finish his chart one day.
Yeah, he was desperate to build the chart. So what, you have the seven-faced angel with the sword. What is the other angel with the sword? With the six wings?
That's the battle. We went into that. That's what it's fighting. That's Mammon. That's the Christ, Antichrist. That's the good, the evil. That's the evil, good. That's Dick Dobbs and regular Dobbs.
That's the Gnostic dualism. The dark versus light. Now, which one's which?
That's the problem. That's the rush. What's wrong with it? You can't tell. Where one quits, when one squirts out,
the other one picks it up. Where the other one picks it up, the other one squirts it out.
They're fishing and catching, Bob. They don't know what they're doing, but boy, they have
to. That. 15 minutes of good, 15 minutes of bad.
That's right. And it's what it represents.
Yeah. Now what? That Daniel, he impressed Nebuchadnezzar with his dream analysis. What else? Why is Daniel so important? What did he do? What did he set in motion?
He will see. He will see. There's a Daniel coming. You'll see.
And he's protected. The meaning is that he's protected?
Hell yeah.
Great.
Not maybe as much as you, but you're not so much protected. You're hidden. You're the mystery landscape. You're hidden.
I'm hidden. No,
hidden.
Oh, I'm hidden. I'm hidden, Carolyn.
more than you're protected. You're hidden more than you're protected.
That's right. They don't even believe Kelly has a husband. They think she's a lesbian. Closet lesbian.
Well, if she was a lesbian, she'd be a really good one. She'd be a good lesbian if she was.
Yeah, she's always good at what she does. She'd be very good. A lot of lesbians wanted her. And he would sneak into her practice.
Oh, he's trying to cover up. He's trying to cover up, but this is a thing with Burn, Carolyn. He's trying to cover up. And I'm trying to make do about it. That's Burn.
Okay. So,
Christensen, Burn Christensen.
Okay, so you've got the turmoil at the bottom of the brain, sun, and Malta? What do you call the stuff?
Molten lava.
Isn't that magma? Oh, it's magma. I wonder if Trump has magma in MAGA. Is he putting magma in there? It's a bit causing it. No, not that. Okay, so you got that at the bottom. You've got the upper the frequency 8 to 14 rings above. Paradise in the middle. And so we go through the sun. And do we end up in the temple? Is that Andromeda?
Yes.
Wow.
Temple's not Andromeda.
The temple's not Andromeda. It represents Andromeda. That's what you arrive at. So here, we even got a picture of Andromeda here, Carol.
Yeah.
Well, boy, that's pretty. It's quite a. She could be shocked at what she's painted when she hears this. She followed my instructions to the T's. She dotted the I's and crossed the T's, Carol. She did exactly what I was. It's like it's Bob's story, for fuck's sake. It's Bob's, another fucking movie about Bob, Carolyn. And where's Carolyn in here? Is he amino acids, or where's Carolyn? Where's Carolyn? Is she? There's no Carolyn.
I'm Daniel.
Yeah, it could be. So is there a Carolyn Ion?
The representation of it, yeah.
There is. Well, where would that be? One of the trumpets? No.
No.
The battle? The battle with the sword?
The chariot.
The chariot. That's not the horses. That's the chariot. God sits on the chariot.
Right.
You're a chariot, Carol. A damn tool.
I'm God.
God. No, God sits on you. We won't say who God is. But he sits on you. You support God. You support the patriarchy, Carol, for a while. That's you supporting Big Pharma. Big Pharma sitting on Carol. What do you think of that, Ian? That's cartoon level.
It works.
It works. So, is there any other people we know in our life that's in here? You got Trump. Oh, you got Trump. Is anybody else in here?
No, that's it.
We have Ginny's mother was in the box.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, the people to the right and left of the box at the top of the temple who are by the scrolls, Roxy makes a lot out of those scrolls at the top of some columns or something. What are those two people? And between the two scroll little columns, what would you call those little columns? They're not the Corinthian ones, so what are they?
They're the markers where the lampstands go.
So they're what? The last what?
Lamp stands go.
Where do they go? Yeah, where
lamp
the lampstands
go.
I know lampstands, but you're saying go. They go somewhere?
Where they apply. Where they would be put.
Oh, where they apply. So there's the lampstands. Now that's
where
they would
know. That's where they go. They're not represented. They're in the ascension paint.
Right.
They're where, Carolyn? In the ascension
paint. Look over to the ascension painting and see the seven lampstands.
Oh, that's what. So the ascension painting merges with this painting?
They all merge.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, come over and look at the ascension painting. And you got the, yeah,
and
the
on,
seven.
On Sheila's website, SheilaKern.com, under her list of portfolios, you click on portfolios, and then she has the completion series. So she has her four major paintings for the completion series. Right? There's the Ascension painting. And then I'm going
the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Eden painting. And
right.
The Labyrinth of the Mind painting. So they actually, look, this Ascension painting is sort of inside the temple of the painting we're just talking about, the temple painting. This is the scene inside the temple once you go through the light.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
That's the arrival. The arrival. And then you have the Labyrinth of the Mind. Is that all the becoming phases, frequencies 8 to 14 ion? I forget about the Labyrinth. Yeah, so that enhances it. So they're like subplots or footnotes. These three paintings are footnotes to the temple painting. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Subplot.
Very nice.
And
yeah,
you have the garden.
You can see them all on her website. It's awesome.
And it's called the Completion Series?
Yes.
Okay, so what you have in the Garden of Eden painting, you have the same crown. You know, each scene has some of the same motifs, but you do have the hills in the back of the Garden of Eden. Would that be the mountain? In the
represents it.
Yeah, there it is. The same scene, different aspects of the temple painting.
Ratio and perspective. Ratio and perspective. Good.
There are parts you can't see from the perspective of looking at the temple, which is showing the whole process. You know, it's like a real estate virtual site for selling houses. You look at the house, the temple painting, the final one. Then you go back and look at the different rooms in the house, in the temple.
Yeah.
And the different gardens. Well, that's really incredible, isn't it? Work.
Not bad. Work. Not bad. You did good. Once again, you did pretty good, boss.
Yeah, when I
No, you did
down.
Good, Sheila. You did good, Sheila.
She just listened. She was just a vehicle. It's all thanks to Bob. No Bob, no.
Yeah.
She is my Rachel, Carolyn. You remember Hitler had Rachel? I'm Hitler, I'm redoing Hitler, and she's the Rachel medium who spelled it out for us by hanging
well,
out with
you know,
Hitler.
In the garden, there's a big mountain in the distance that we never talked about. Is that the mountain?
Yeah, in the garden painting.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it's right underneath the tree and above the big bird, the white bird. What is that? Peacock, which is Bob. Bob, according to Evergreens, is the peacock. Where are we? Okay, is Carolyn in this Garden of Eden painting? Ion.
To the left of the garden. To the left.
The thing with the big beak?
Yeah.
What do you call it? A parrot? It's kind of a parrot?
It's a macaw.
A macaw, Carolyn. You see that?
Macaw.
See the macaw?
Yeah.
Okay, so then in the Ascension painting, that's everybody who ascends, but are Bob and Carolyn agencies of that in the painting? Look at the bird, right beside the Aladdin lamps. On our products, we have a lamp stand which looks like Aladdin's lamp, right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you see the head on the right with the wings?
Mm-hmm.
The animal with the human
which
face?
Painting,
the
which green. Painting? Are...
The Ascension painting.
Oh, okay.
It's
I'm
a,
in
it's
the
a,
garden.
The griffin.
The griffin. That could be me, and you could be the other one. There's another strange thing right beside it. Anyways, is that way off, Ian? Not worth pursuing, or is I'm just looking for a human thing.
It's a little bit of a stretch there, Dad.
So we're not in this one. We're not in the Ascension.
Well, you don't represent it. That's beyond it. See, that's what's to come. You'd be beyond it.
Yes, this
you
this
would be beyond
is what's to, this Ascension is what's to become. You just said
correct.
Okay, correct. So I haven't looked at the labyrinth in a long time. I remember we went through, wasn't that the 14 rings, right? This is the angel diagram.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. Right.
Sure is.
And so the ascension painting, there was something in the painting before we knew it. Well, the whole thing about going to the Andromeda in the temple painting, she put that in a year or two ago before she knew of this.
Mm-hmm.
This so these paintings are
she would say Bob. She'd say Uncle Bob. It's not a thinking man's game.
Okay, so these paintings show past, present, future, and the different ways they are placed that you've played with since you began talking. There's a lot of placed in the future. Even the act of painting this, Carol, she's painting her own future. Placed in the past, then we come to now and figure out the painting.
In the labyrinth painting, I'm just counting 12 rings. Are there two more in the center?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Hey, Carol, I'm beginning with the wall at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. And you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 is the, on the left, you see the two travelers, the knights, above the flag, which is in 7. The knights over on the left, the little figures. Okay, so that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're right, there's only 12. So 13 to 14, that's the whole balance nebula zone, Carolyn.
The balance.
Yeah, Balance balance and chromosome 14 and all that. That wouldn't be shown, wouldn't you say? And remember the 13th one is blank. It's an empty space, Carolyn.
Okay.
Do you remember? Is that right?
Pull up.
Are you telling someone that you're talking to your cab? Your Uber cab has arrived, Ion?
No, the airplane was about to crash into the ground. We were telling him to pull up. he was not doing a good job of overcoming gravitation, Bob.
We heard that. We heard Ion's reaction. And Bob physical. Saving a human, he just said, we just heard pull up, but it vibrated through the guy's being, and he pulled up.
Yeah.
Well, you'll hear it through the Peapod, the noise, the airplane noise when you listen to the recording.
Ah. Now, at the very bottom of the labyrinth, there's a wall with the icons. Does that have something to do with the 13 rings? Is that a ring, or is that some other story?
Representation of the space. You have visual space. You got to place
visual
it somewhere.
Space stuff. That's visual space.
You have to place it, because otherwise it doesn't apply. You say if you don't have that, it doesn't apply. But you say.
Right. That's a product of the wall in the temple painting.
Because otherwise you'd never, if you didn't have visual space, you could never achieve a visual bias. And if you don't have a visual bias, you didn't see it.
Yeah, you need to make the contrast of visual space, Carol. The phonetic effect is creating contrast for something to move away from.
Otherwise, it becomes I don't know and I don't care. Ignorance or apathy.
You get that, Carol?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you see you got 12 rings, and I am agreeing that the 13th to 14th ring are evaporated and because it's nebulous at that point. Of the outer membrane, the valence and the balance.
The P brain.
Agree with those. The P brain, is that the P brain?
It would be.
Wow.
Insane in the P brain.
Yes.
He's going to be furious, Carolyn. He's going to be furious. He went way over, Carolyn. He's going to have to listen.
Yes,
to
yes, yes.
That's all right. But Bert was talking about the P brain, and I think on Tuesday or Saturday. Will this be new information, or did we learn that the P-brain was the 13th, 14th valence? Did we learn that the other day?
He knows, he didn't learn that, but he knows that. because he's done a lot of research on the whole process.
Right.
He's spent probably 40 hours on the sugar already.
Right.
He's very intense.
Right. Intense, I-N-T-E-N-S-E, or I-N-T-E-N-T? Intense,
oh, that's
yes.
That would be intent, not intent. This is intense, meaning
right.
He's fervently taking, he's leaving nothing to chance, he's embracing all, and he's leaving nothing to the side. No sidebars. Where you guys are picking up stuff that you got 10 years ago, he gets it first time. He doesn't go back to get it. He gets it first time. Now, he says he re-listens and gets extra stuff, but the tenets are thoroughly prescribed.
The tenets? T-E-N-E-T? Tenets?
Tenets, yes.
Tenets, yeah, like the laws, the principles.
The conditions.
The conditions, right. So, Carol, on the temple painting, we'll call it painting four, 8 to 14 rings, that is the labyrinth painting. Look at differently. It's probably more cultural references in the labyrinth painting. You got knights and people, cultural symbols, right? All kinds of symbols from culture.
I call them icons.
Icons. That's the social motor part of the mind in the labyrinth painting. In the temple painting, it's the images of ascension, non-physical, not social motor.
Right. It's what the Gutenberg Galaxy would have printed if someone had written the book.
Right. Right.
And the G clays of all these are 20% off. So
are you putting a commercial in?
Yeah.
You just say? The G Clay.
I'm on her site. I've been following you by being on her site. So she's in celebration of the completion of this series, which took her 10 years.
Wow.
She has a 20% off the G Clays. Is that how you say that word?
Yeah, I think
close
so.
Enough. G-clays.
Yeah.
What is the price then? What's a G-Clay?
20%
a couple $100.
For each one. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So.
Everybody should get them. They're awesome.
Yeah, now that we've explained them, they will get them. And we're going to make Sheila a millionaire. She's going to become at least a millionaire because of this, what I just devised.
Ooh, and the frames. Ooh, you ain't going to believe it. Dr. Carolyn Dean. We worked out some frames. They're going to be the best thing. JW's about to bust a gut. He's got the samples on the way to put the frames together. They're going to be amazing. Very, 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 very drippy.
Okay,
pierced, carved, rococo, heavy as crap. It's going to be
did you say
monstrous.
Canadian sick? Sound like you said Canadian sick. But
pierced, carved, rococo, heavy. Heavy Baroque, heavy gold gilt frames.
All right, so the first words were, I thought you said Canadian thick. It must have been just introducing it. It's not one of these nouns. What I find fascinating, Carol, is the beam, the coming out of my, would it be pineal gland, pineal forehead? I've got your forehead, pineal, the pituitary gland. That beam is my xenochrony, my constantly conscious.
Your laser focused idiocy that knows nothing, questions everything, finds out nothing, and proves that all of the fallacies were never true in the first place.
That's right. That's what that's doing. And does it have an intergalactic connection? Am I connecting to, what was this stuff? The burning cloud here. You remember that, Carol? The brain matter? Or, where was it?
Brain matter and lava. And God.
No.
What was this? What were we talking about? Something about a painting? What is Carol? This is
Bob,
crazy.
Bob,
Carol, is there a painting
thread.
In this thing?
Bob,
what is this painting? What is this painting?
Why
this is crazy.
Here?
Why am I sitting here?
dead. Well, I'm going to do 4 hours before Saturday.
Who's going to sit, who's going to take a coffee enema for 4 hours to listen to this? Who's going to be taking a crap for the coffee enema? This is going to be ridiculous. Don't forget the cream and sugar and a little bit of tequila to make the coffee much more appreciative, Bob.
Right, right. But the, we did describe this white thing to the left of the cold fusion kettle, but we cold plate, but we can't remember what it was. I don't remember. Do you want to give us a hint again, Ian, what it was?
Hell no. Hell no.
No, it won't tell us.
The white thing where, Bob?
You know, look, the beam from my forehead goes up past the orange on the left, past the cold play and the sprocket into a white turmoil, and it becomes yellow.
That's what sets the atmosphere on fire, Bob. When you burn all the oxygen off.
That's a new environment.
AO2, SO4 is what burns
off the AO2 all the way. It opens up all the way around the top of the temple. When the glory of God returns to the temple, it's setting the earth or the firmament or the atmosphere on fire, which opens up the heavens. And the heavens are where you're going to. Just across the River Jordan, Canaan land is just in sight.
Well, now you can see it through the sun if you have the lock and key.
Right, and then you end up back in the other paintings, Carol. So you go through the metaphorically, end up back in the themes of the other three paintings.
Yeah. You arrive back to the future.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
And when you look at your portfolio, you click on the animals and nature, and there are my two turtles there that Jenny commissioned for me.
Wonderful. They're in your bathroom. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. They're great. They're great.
Yeah.
Turtles in the bathroom. They're great.
Okay. Underneath God and the chariot, there's a folding thing just below the seven paces sorted. The green cloaking. Look at that swirling, could be sea. What is that, mixture at the feet of God?
Oh, it's fire.
More fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, remember we talked about fire coming from the sky, Kelm?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago? Fire from the sky. And somebody thought, on May 20th, they thought on Ascension Day, fire would come down on us. Well, they were picking up on this stuff, taking a little too literally, Ion.
No, it's appropriate. In the battle,
it looks like
fire,
our sunset.
Fire burns the dross. Kellen knows about dross. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, key one. You get your power after you do your work to judge yourself and to burn off the dross.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
She's shining. You better get off your ass and do something, Bob. She's going to beat you to your throne.
Hey,
she's going to beat you. She's going
to
beat you. She's going
to
fuck around
lap.
And she's going to beat
go
you.
Go to the
she
final
beat
turn.
You.
Talk to me. Puts out the, whatever the verb is.
But yeah, I was thinking, you guys, like the, you know, the red of the sunsets in Maui are very much like some of this red here.
And they're in the sandstorm, they're in the Sahara sandstorm here in Georgia. We've had some incredible sunsets, too. It's pretty fun.
Right. Okay, Carol, so how many keys or airs? Could they all be in here somewhere?
They are.
I'm sure we could find them.
You can find them all, but that's a whole other series. You could sell that one, Bob. Give it away when they can play Vesta Goodman. She needs to make a painting where it plays the Eastern Gate in the painting. So when you walk and look at her painting, everyone there are, it starts playing Vestal Goodman in the thing. You can do that in the frame. You can do that. It'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, so how many keys are there, Carol? 19? 18.
And the 19th.
One we don't talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
And remember, 19 is Bob. B-O-B is... 19. And then there are three
airs. And that's all we talk about, Carolyn, is Bob.
I know.
This is all about Bob. But
I'm getting ready to hang up, Bob. I'm getting ready to hang up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's hung up, Bob. She's hung up.
I'm just checking, Carolyn. I never memorized the stuff. So there's 30 errors, right? 30 errors. And 18 to 19 keys. That's all in here for another time. Right, Ion?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. So that's pretty amazing.
Pretty fine.
So,
Where did you borrow this topic from, Bob?
I was just going to say, I wrote this topic in my notes two or three weeks ago. I said, we got to do Sheila's painting in detail. So
came
to today, July 16th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Mike Dyer's birthday. It's also the Trinity Hiroshima. The bomb was exploded July 16th, 1945, when they tested the bomb. And I guess
and Louise Hay got laid today too.
she's not alive.
Well, she still got laid. You like the dead ones? They're a little juicier than most.
All right.
Woo!
Okay. So, Carol, you have July 16th was the end of the world. Robert Oppenheimer, I think that's when the thing exploded, the demonstration. They go, "Wow, we have shaken the history of Vishnu." Or some huge Indian metaphor, or Hindu metaphor. So, some little man talk. You should have said it's watermelon in Easter hay.
Go get Christian Murdy and get
We need a metaphor for the doom of humanity. And they could have taken a zap of guitar solo, but that had not happened.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, so that's July 1545. Mike Dyer, my colleague at the great TKLN series, is his birthday today. And it's an important date, Carol. And so we blew up the meaning of Sheila's paintings today.
Yeah, there's more mountain in the Ascension painting on the left side. There's the mountains there as well. Yeah, we could do each painting and do a better job of it, I'm sure. You didn't even do it in sequence. You were jumping all over the place. But we should apologize to Sheila for not doing it properly, but we thank her for her good work.
No, you do the proper stuff, Carol. This is a process of discovery, which is always discontinuous. That's how you discover things.
Very.
The interlocutories.
Yeah. Right. So the mountains on the left, yes, above the elders is the mountain. But the final point, Carol, where is Mary McLuhan in here?
She's in the pit. She's out in the pit. You see the swirly things at the bottom of the painting? The fire that's burning really badly and the lava. She's to the left. She's to the left where it's got that little vortex. She's right under there.
You mean right beside the Sphinx?
No. The swirl down. You take the keys that are crossed and go over till you see that little dot.
The lotus and the keys.
The lotus and the key at the bottom in the magma. That vortex. That swirl vortex. Yeah, that's her. Right, she's in that. Right there.
What's the one on the right then?
We're not going to say that. We'll tell you
later. Yeah. So there, Mary made it, Carolyn.
to the journey of the center of the earth. Yeah, we're post Mary McLuhan. That's right.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you.
You're welcome. Marvelous. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful working with you, Queen of Hollywood, Dr. Carolyn.
Yeah, it's been a business doing pleasure with you.
Yeah. You know, where did Spencer Tracy and Catherine Hepburn have just performed?
Ooh, well, on Golden Pond.
Oh. And it's 244. 244. Signing off.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you, Ion. Thank you. Much good work there, Ion.
But the point now is, this has become... Bob said it 1,000 years ago, this is where you prove alchemy.
Uh-huh.
This is what Stang was trying to find and never failed. You're trying to prove alchemy. And it's no big deal. Alchemy is no big deal. But
You're not trying to do it. You're trying to prove it.
Yeah. And there, as you say, instead of only one double helix strand, it will become, it will be forced open. And that is to keep the replication going for the 144,000, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Uh-huh. And see, we left the cat out of the sack when we said the, which chromosome it was. See? That's
yeah,
the rub. We should have never left that out. But instead, we put it out right out first before it ever mattered. And we said it so much now, oh, well, everybody knows that. It's chromosome 14 with the rings and the arms. Come on, that's not hard. So, it was perfectly hidden in plain sight.